This is Eve News Now, bringing you the last week of news in Eve in 4 minutes or less. Eve News Now is brought to you by this free plug for lifeinlowsec.blogspot.com. Chicks, spaceships, and poker chips. Perfect. December 11th. B-R5RB and Amensi heated up when an Initiative Titan died in build. IT and the Initiative lost 15 carriers trying to save the tower, but a group of Test Alliance Please Ignore, Stainwagon, and some Probi residents still took down the tower and the unbuilt Titan. But out in catch, the AAA systems that were taken a couple of weeks ago due to some failures by the Initiative were taken back the hard way and given to an alliance called Empire. Goonswarm killed two Babylon 5 Capital Ship Assembly Arrays in F-88PJ in Fountain. No word yet on if there were any Super Capitals in build. And Red Alliance has gotten involved full-time in the Southern War against the Initiative. Several systems have lost sovereignty in this newest attack. With the Initiative weak, and the Drone Russians' conquest of the remainder of their former holdings in the North complete, one begins to wonder if they won't be coming down to play sometime soon. December 12th. IT has saved its own Capital Ship Assembly Arrays in Del from a combined Goons, Test, and Friends attack. CCP was a definite winner in this fight, with lag making it impossible for anyone to do anything. The Northern Coalition's Venal Tech Moon fight against PL is ground to a standstill, but given the previous momentum, that is probably a good thing. December 13th. Important Internet Spaceship League has transferred its sovereignty in Providence to Evoke in a peaceful manner. This was not entirely unexpected after the Providence Non-Invasion Pact's back was broken by the recent invasion. December 14th. Mostly Harmless had one of its member corps leave abruptly in a move that will certainly disrupt logistics, since their system contained a focal jump bridge. December 15th. Pandemic Legion successfully defended a tech moon in Venal today against the Goons, while losing a few moons to the Northern Coalition. The combined Goons test fleet lost almost 350 ships and only killed around 50. But in the same day, over 28 Pandemic Legion Technetium moons were reinforced with minimal resistance posed to the Northern Coalition blob. December 16th. Over 28 moons came out of reinforced today, and Pandemic Legion has now lost 8 moons to the Northern and Declan coalitions. PL, however, has managed to do some damage, with an unfriendly Sino and alleged denial of service attacks on the NC voice comms. Despite all this, they are losing ground. December 17th, Derekothram's former Providence territory has been taken by NC DOT, which now also owns the former Flying Dangerous Pocket. NCDOT has also been paid as mercenaries to help the Initiative and IT in their war with the giant Southern Coalition. We'll have to see if this changes the game next week, but that many supercaps must mean something. Circle of Two may be abandoning NullSec entirely, as it has now transferred its Providence base to CVA. The Providence map looks different today compared to before the Non-Invasion Pact began to take space from its own members. And an impasse. The I&I coalition of the Initiative and IT have hit the region hard, deploying many SBUs and protecting them. The battle was conclusive but small, with about 200 ships down. I&I held the field, and their SBUs should be online any minute. And in CCP news, except for a spotty number of remaps, the latest EVE expansion was released without much of a hitch. Every player was granted at least one remap, as well as other features already mentioned. This has been EVE News Now. Special thanks to EVE News 24, Dotland, CCP.